Shus Rosh Kol. It just dawned upon me that, besides for the opportune time in terms of the Parsha Sashvua of Ketaintim Kol HaSadim, people might think this is coming as a lead-in to talk about vaccination. So I will just say straight off, this is not about vaccination. Though I firmly believe you should all be vaccinated. So the sugya of Ein Seim Kan Al Nes is a large sugya which spans gemaras and gemaras and gemaras, and not here so much to come out with the halacha of it, but more to come out with the clarity of it, try to understand the different ifan, the different places, the different ways in which nisim come into play, and where Chazal taught us that one cannot be seimech on a nes. If there's time, then we'll get to what was actually printed on the thing about davening and these other things that people actually want to know about. So the first set of nisim that we find really are not nageya at all halacha lamaisa. Just mention it quickly, which are the nisim that are kvuim, which really only happened in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, there were various nisim that happened, as a matter of fact, happened all the time. One of them was at the Lechem Apanim. It stayed fresh, it stayed hot. May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. The whole week it stayed hot. We find that the Kohen Gadol, when he came to do the Avodah on Yom Kippurim, if he saw Keri, he became Tamei, he'd be possible for the Avodah. And Chazal teach us in Avos that Me'olam Lo'iroha Kohen Gadol Keri. He never saw Keri on Yom Kippur. Meaning that there were Nisim Kavuim. And on these Nisim, so the Yerushalmi, like we saw, it brings that even though these Nisim were set Nisim, that they were expected in some fashion because they happened all the time, but even so, they had to do things to make sure, b'derech hateva, that the things would come out the proper way, even without being seimech on a nes. L'mashal, it says that the shulchan, that they had to put the lechem apanim on, so they had one that was either kesef or shayish, depending on the girsa, but one of them was kesef or shayish. Now, the Gemara asks, why it would use this type of material, when it would be better to use zahav? Gold is nicer, gold is more chashiv. In the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Anias B'Makom Ashiris, everything is supposed to be the finest. So why didn't they use gold? So the Gemara says, because this material that they used was to prevent the bread from getting cold, or to prevent it from rotting, again, depending on the girsa, that this was a better material for that. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? We know that there was a nes done that it would always stay fresh, no matter what. Ein seimech on a nes. You can't be seimech on it. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, lo yisenasu es Hashem Elokeichem, that you cannot test Hashem your God. Lo yisenasu. There's another Gemara in Pesachim that we know that the Karban Pesach was shechted in Shalosh Kitas. It had to be done in three groups, one after the next. And the way it would work is all Klal Yisrael go into the Azara, and then the gates would close, and they would shecht it, and then they would come out, and then the next group would go in, one after the next. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Abaye and Rava, if the doors of the Azara, well, there's no machlokes on if, meaning the doors of the Azara would close by themselves. Whenever enough of Klal Yisrael came into the Azara for the Karban Pesach, the doors of the Azara, B'derech Nes, would close. They would close. And they would know that it was time for this group to start, and it would proportion the group so that there was enough of Klal Yisrael to go in at three separate times. So there's a machlokes Abaye and Rava if they were seimech on this. Meaning even though they knew that the gate of the Azara would close on its own, could they be seimech on that, or did they have to go manually start closing it when they felt that it might be enough people in the Azara? So Rava says they had to close it themselves, and the Rambam paskins that they closed the door of the Azara because ain't seimech al nes. Ain't seimech. The truth is that lehalacha, none of those that bring the mitzvahs count this as one of the mitzvahs, leisenasu. Even though the Gemara says that this is the source for not being seimech, not relying on these nisim, the Ramban, they learn Leis and Asu is talking about something else. It's talking about when there's a Navi, that you can't test the Navi after he's already been Nisamis, after you already know he's a Navi of Hashem. Or the Smag learns that it means that you can't say to Hashem, you know what, if you do good for me, I'll do mitzvahs. If you don't treat me well, I won't. That's Leis and Asu. Leis and Asu does not mean that you can't be Semech HaNanas. So, Kinirah, it's an Asmachta. But it's a din derabanan that they held that there is no makom to be Semech HaNisim. That's the first set of Nisim. And like we said, Halacha L'maisa, it's not really Nogea because L'tzareinu, L'daveinu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Voida, and so we don't know of such things. The place where it's Mamish Nogea is the next set of Nisim that you find. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, the Rabbi Yanai, it's page 3, if you have the pages, Rabbi Yanai Bodik Vavar. Whenever it's talking about the different Amarayim, when they would come to a river or something they had to cross, and they went across, and whatever was a canoe, some sort of small boat, it says that Rabbi Yanai would make sure to check, make sure there were no holes before he would go in it. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yanai the Tame, the Amar that he said, Lo'ilam al yamoid adam b'makum sakana, v'ymer sha'isin lo'ynes. Rabbi Yanai held that you can never put yourself in a makom that's a makom sakana, assuming that it will be okay with a nes. And even if there would be a nes, but you'd lose out big time, because whatever zechuyos you have saved up from everything that you've done, all your mitzvahs, all your ma'asim tovim, so if Hashem does something for you which is out of the ordinary, so you're going to pay. It's a price. Everything costs. Nothing's free. Correct, not a vadai, but in a makum where you have reason to believe that there is a risk, meaning obviously today there's a certain level of, I would think, the canoes and the boat safety is on a different level than it used to be then. Whether or not you say there's no sakana now, maybe yes, maybe no, but obviously it's not certain sakana. Certain sakana would be a whole other story. That's called Kviya Hezekah. That's something else. But even a place where you have reason to believe that there are risks involved, risks to your life, that a person has to do is due diligence and check. So that's called not being Seimech Ananes, that it will just be fine without me doing that due diligence.
They say the cycle used to take a bus. This way, the schus of not getting into an accident killed around, split by the whole crowd.
Okay. Sound Karami.
That's how you don't get paid for your mitzvahs in this world. So there's a hill between schar and schus.
Listen, we certainly find that there's what? Yeah, listen, separating between the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back in this world and the next is outside the mechitzas of this year. But l'maisa. Listen, if you're doing what Hashem wants you to do, and you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, so Hashem certainly looks out for those that are doing Ritzonai.
You said that part of Leis and Asu,
okay. So the Maaseh, so we find that there's an Inyan that Namakum Sakana, and we're not saying that it's Vadai, that jumping off of the Grand Canyon saying, Ain't Sim Kanal Nes, and if you live, maybe you'll lose your Zechuyos. That's Ma'avad Atzma L'das. That's called suicide. I'm talking about suicide. Right. Talking about going to a makom which is misukin. And afal pi kein, the law is that you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yanai says you're not allowed to. And the Gemara brings all over the place multiple Gemaras about that they're walking under a beam, going on a ladder that's unsteady, all different types of situations where there'd be considered something that's risky, a person's putting himself at risk, climbing up onto a tree, whatever the situations are. And the law in these places, the Ramah Paskins, V'chein Yizar, Mikol Dvaram HaMivin Lidei Sakana, Ki Sakanta Chamir Meisura. That a person has to be Zahir from all these things. Not just that he has to be Zahir, that he has to watch out from doing them because it's a problem. But he says, Sakanta Chamir Meisura. That's even more Chamir, more than a person needs to be careful to stay away from Isser. A person has to be careful to stay away from things that are Mesukin, that are Sakam. And if you look at the end of the Ramah then goes out and says, "V'kol elu hadvarim heimishum sakana." The Shemer Nafsha Yirchak Mehem, Va'asar Lisma Yichanes, this is page 5. Va'asar Lisma Yichanes, Oy Lesakin Nafsha Yibakol Kayetze Bezeh. So he says that even though a person might say, I could be Seimich, that a Nes will be done in this situation, it's also Lisma Yichanes and put himself in a Makam that's Sakana. There's no Makam. Sakanta Chamir Meyisura. That's how the Ramah Paskins, that's how the Rambam. That's how they all pass. What?
Is this still the smack on the pasuk of Lindarbana?
Oh, so the question is where this is learned out from. So that's a good question. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they bring different psukim for this. They bring a pasuk that a person has to be shemer es nafshei as a mitzvah essay, and lo yisisi me maldam, so is a mitzvah leis essay. Yeah.
What about Yaakov Avinu? You would say to a shemer, if Hashem will do these things for me, then I will.
Yeah, v'haya Hashem li le'elokim. If you're holding by Elokim being Havaya for you, so then talk about Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu's discussion with the Kadosh Baruch Hu was a discussion in Hashem being Megala himself to Yaakov Avinu in this world in an oifen of Havaya, which again is not part of this year. maybe Shal should have.
Rely on me.
So that's the Halacha Psuka and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Everyone passes like that. So we find there are a couple Gemaras which seemingly are hard to understand with this, that the Halacha is that you can't be Saimech and Sakant the Chamir Misura. We have a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in the Mishnah over there is talking about the various nisim, the various people that did things for the Beis HaMikdash that are remembered l'shvach. This paper you don't have. And one of them is Nikner, and it says, Nikner nasa nisim l'dal soysov. That Nikner, nisim, miracles were done for his doors. Right, we know Shara Nikner, where the Messiah has to go in Shara Nikner. It's one of the gates in the Beis HaMikdash called Shara Nikner. The gate of Nikner. Nikner was a person. And the Gemara says, what happened? What were these nisim, these miracles that were done for his doors? So Gemara says that he went to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim to get these doors. They were very high quality wood that they had over there. He went all the way there to get these doors for the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to donate something which was beautiful to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says on his way back, he was in the boat in the Sfina, and a horrible storm came, and the boat was going to be capsized. The boat was too heavy. And the people on the boat said, okay, these doors, they're very high quality wood, and they're also very heavy wood. And so they took one of them, and they threw it over the side. But the boat was still too heavy, it was still threatening. So it says that they said that they were going to throw the next one over. So Nikner says, Amar lem itiluni ima. He says, he tied, wrapped himself around it, he said, if you're throwing this one in, throw me too. Throw me too. So okay, so as soon as he said that, the storm stopped. And then when they got to the port of Akko, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, it says that by some fashion of nes, so the other door had been sitting underneath the boat the whole time, the one they had thrown out, and that too arrived, and so they had both of his doors. Nisim l'dal soysov. And the kasha is, that's very nice, Nikner is machshev, giving a nice nedava to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure many people here would risk their lives to give a nedava to the koil. But at the end of the day, throw me over if you can throw over my door. Yeah. In the middle of, he's on a boat out there in the water at the time of a storm, and he says, throw me overboard.
So it's a different, it's not shallow of him relying on an ace, it was just putting himself on the
side. No, obviously, the only thing he could be doing would be relying on an ace. He's not, again, saying,
otherwise.
Right, so this is even more. Meaning you're right. This is even a certain hezek over here. It's not just a risky situation.
Right.
It's even much more. Now, Afal Pikin, it seems that the Gemara is praising him, saying that Naasa Nisim Adal Soysov. So the Chida says, like Rabbi Gitlin, the Chida says that really Nikner was never going to jump overboard because that would be suicide.
Yeah.
It's just that it was too heavy and they're throwing things off. And he knew there are other things they could throw off instead. So he said, if you're going to throw off my board, throw me too, as a way to prevent him from throwing over his door. But not that he was ever going to jump over. He said, of course he couldn't jump over. He'd be chayav benafsho if he jumped overboard with his doing. And then, because he was such a, he was mechab of the mitzvah, mechab of giving the door to the Beis HaMikdash so much, Hashem made a nes and stopped the storm. But in a chanam, he never would have jumped. That's what the Chidah says. Remeir Simcha, Meshach HaChachma says, Nikner did Shalai Kedin. In a chanam, or Shalai Kedin. He wasn't allowed to. He wasn't allowed to. And he says, the Gemara over here, when the Gemara is saying, when they changed over all the doors in the Beis HaMikdash, all the gates to upgrade them, it says they changed them all except for these Shari Nikner. These gates of Nikner, they changed them all to gold. But Shari Nikner, they didn't change. So the Gemara in the first chat says, because it was Nasa Nisim Lidal Soysov. These are these Nisim that were done to the door. But then the Gemara gives a second chat. The Gemara says that the type of wood that this was such a high quality, it shined like gold. And there's some great milata, and that's why they kept these doors. Zakta Meshachach, Rabbi Simcha says, that second heritage of the Gemara is coming because and how that Nikner did Shalai Kilchasa. He had no right to say you could throw me over, and therefore the Nisim that were done are not Nisim that we're going to show off and that we're proud of. And the only reason why they didn't change the doors is because the doors themselves were something that was very high quality.
First chapter
going to
that?
Yeah. So another interesting Gemara. Adarach Zeh. The Gemara, this one you have is page 6. The Gemara in Brachos. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon. Ma'aseh b'makom echad shaya arvad. Mefarshim says it's pronounced arvad because an arad is some type of wild donkey. And that's not what we're talking about here. This arvad is some sort of interesting mix between a nachash and a tzav. A nachash is a snake. A tzav, I know in modern Ivrit, is a turtle. I don't know in Rashi's Lashon if a tzav means a turtle. It's some other sort of creature. What, toad? A toad in Eretz Yisrael, a tzav is a turtle. When I go to the zoo with my kids, the tzav is the turtle. I think it's a toad. Okay. So anyways, it's some sort of creature. And it says that this creature was Mazikas Abrius. Whoever came across it, he got hurt. So came along with Chanina ben Doisa, and he said, show me where its hole is, where it lives. He went, and he stuck his foot on the hole. The Arvad bit Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, as it does, and the Arvad died. So the Gemara finishes that it says, Oy l'adam shapaga barvad, woe is to the person that comes across this creature, and woe is to the arvad that comes across Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He met his match. But over here, clearly the arvad is something that it was mazik people, its bite was dangerous, and yet Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa went and he put himself in a makum of sakana, certain sakana, he stuck his foot literally on top of the hole. And the shaila is, how could he be soymech on the nes that Hashem would make that the arvad would die, that it wouldn't harm him? Meaning, the Gemara says, he used this as a lesson. He taught them that it's not the arvad that kills, it's the chet that kills. So you should all know, you're not getting hurt or getting killed. Don't think it's because of this creature. This is just the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was teaching them something, but at the end of the day, he was soymech on the nes that it shouldn't harm him.
No, he's saying here, it's not the ananas.
What?
Yeah, no, the chait is what allows the danger to happen. So the metzias today is that, with him, is that there's no danger that could happen.
And a chanami. So even if he was sure, but lamaisa, we have a Yaakov Avinu and Rav Yanai that says, and even if they are matzal him, he loses his zechuyos. So even if there is going to be a nes, you still can't do it. Katoiti mikol ha-chasadim. So that's a good question. Meaning, if you know for sure there's going to be an ace, you'll just lose your zechuyas. Is that something that's also, or just not advisable? So Kobe is willing to sacrifice his own zechuyas to teach. What? Right. Questions over here. If he's coming to be matzel the rabbim, if this is something that was actually a danger to humanity, all legitimate pshatim. There's another pshat here, Derech Rashi, which we'll get back to, but we have to learn a little more, and then maybe we'll say something which is a nice mahalach in this Gemara. To get halacha l'maisa for a second, even though when I say halacha l'maisa, I mean what the poskim say, but not that this is psak. This is all just l'hagdil torah v'yadim. There's no psak that's coming out of this, so please don't take it as such. The Nadi Yehuda got a shayla as follows. Wealthy man, or he wasn't wealthy until he got his Yerusha, now he was wealthy, and he inherited a large estate which had on it forests. huge swath of forests full of wild animals roaming around his forests. And he wanted to know, listen, you know, I have some extra time on my hands. Let's go hunting. Can I go hunting? It's my own land, my own forest. No one else is there. Don't have to worry about hurting anyone else. Am I allowed to go hunting? So Shiloh, can you go hunting? So what do we all say when we ask the Shiloh of hunting? We say, no, you can't because it's Tsar Balechayim, Baal Tashlis. So Nebita says both of the things are not true. At least not in this circumstance. He says, Tsar Balechayim, the Trumas Hadesh and Paskins, that anything which is for people to use, for the sake of people, there's no Tsar Balechayim on that. Klal, anything which is for the sake of a person, the animals and everything this rule is given over to Adam to use, and if it's being used as such, there's no Tsar Balechayim. That's first of all.
Even trophies?
So, let's leave that for a second. So that's first of all. Second of all, he says, not only that, meaning it would be even trophies. Second of all, he says, not only that, but Tsar Balechayim is only if you harm it and wound it and leave it alive. Over here, obviously, the point is to kill it. So if you're going to kill it, that's also not Tsar Balechayim. He says, no Tsar Balechayim. He says, maybe you'll say the Baal Tashlis, but over here, we're talking about where it's his own lands, and it's something which no one else has any access to or rights to. So these animals, as long as they're in this forest, they provide nothing to humanity at large. They give nothing to anyone. He said, in such a case, it's not Baal Tashlis. It's not Baal Tashlis. There's nothing that anyone else can get from these animals. And so what Tashlis is there by killing them? There's no Baal Tashlis. Not only that, he says, but the true value of these types of animals, wild animals, comes from their meats and their skins. That's where the true value comes from, selling the skins. So, Adarabba, not only is it not Baal Tashlis, but this is the way of bringing out the value from them, of using them. So he says those aren't considerations, but he says there are two problems. He says the first problem is that the only place where we find the Kol Terek Kulo, hunter, is by Nimrod, Ish Tzayid, and by Esav Arash. Those are the only two hunters that we find in the Torah. Hunting, by its very nature, it's Midas Achzarius. It's something which is not befitting for Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankov. It's not befitting, it's not appropriate. It's something which Nimrod and Esav partook in. So that's one issue. He says that's a Hashkafic issue. He says, but there's an Isser involved also. He says, Sakana. Sakana. You're going out into the forest where there are the wild animals. It's a sakana. You're putting yourself at risk. So he said it's an iser, and hashkafically it's a problem. But, Zakhtan Adi Behuda, if you had been someone that was coming to do this for Parnasa, the Pasuk says, Ve'elav hu noiseis nafshoi. The Pasuk says when it's talking about an ani, that he risks life and limb for his Parnasa. He goes up into high trees to cut down fruits, climbs up ladders to get up on the roof. He risks life and limb for his parnasa. So for parnasa, we see that there's a dispensation that a person is allowed to put himself in some level of sakana. So if it was for parnasa, you would be allowed to. Because number one, the isra of sakana would fall off. Number two, it's only midas achzarius to be hunting if you're doing it for your pleasure. This is what you enjoy. This is what gives you kicks. Showing I'm more powerful than the animal. Let me go find an animal which, you know, the modern day hunter, he goes 6,000 feet away with his sniper rifle, whatever it is. Doesn't get anywhere near the animal. And he kills it and he feels good about himself. Okay, very nice. But the real hunters, they'll go into the forest with their bows and arrows, with their knives, and they would flush out the wild animals and they would kill it. And it was a real sport. And it's a sport of Esav Arasha, sport of Nimrod. But if you're doing it for Parnasa, so it's not why you're doing it. You're doing it for the right reasons. A person has to live. So if you're doing it for Parnasa, you would be allowed to put yourself in the Makom Sakana. So Nebi Yehuda Paskins. Allowed to put yourself in Sakana. And in truth, I mean, I'll be honest with you, whenever you know, the plumber comes and has to go up on my roof with his ladder, and it's raining outside, it's clearly sakana. Clearly sakana. But the halacha is, b'makom parnasa, you're allowed to put yourself in sakana. You're allowed to. Ramosha, Nigris Ramosha, Paskins, he got a little bit of a different shaila, I guess the 21st century variation on hunting. He got a shaila if you can play baseball for a living, because there's a sakana, someone gets hit by a ball, If someone gets hit by a ball, it could damage them, kill them. Could someone play baseball for a living? That was the shot that Ramesha got. So Ramesha says, even though there's some level of sakana, but Lamaisa, he brings the same pasuk as the Nadi Yehuda. Pasuk says, Ve'elav hunayse es nafshoi, that we see the Torah made an allowance for a worker, someone who needs the money to put himself at risk. So he said you're allowed to. Then he says at the end, and afterwards I saw this Nadi Yehuda, and I was very sameach that he's mechavin to what I said. I was mechavin to what he said. So it's interesting that Ramesha was comparing the risk of playing baseball to the risk of hunting. But Lamaisa Ramesha held that's the same heter, that a person is allowed to put himself at risk.
You didn't know if
so he not was. I'm saying football would be a different story, correct. That's for your legal holiday shirts.
The next day I have a shift. How are you allowed to play pickup game? Little league, I don't understand. So they're throwing that ball 29 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're right. Mahal's right.
Okay, so good. This is the second and obviously the most prevalent place where we find this Indian of not being semech on a nes when it comes to a makum sakana, which is something which is real that exists all the time. And agav, the poskim say this same thing is true. We know it says that dalet tzricha nohaydus. Four people have to give haydah. They have to give thanks. They have to bring a carbon to haydah. And two of them are ones that go out in the Svinas, in the ocean. Or they go into the Midbarius. And those are both Mekaymas of Sakana. So the Torah is telling you that such a thing is accepted. It's saying, when you do this, bring a carbon. The Torah doesn't say, if you're over in Isser, now thank Hashem. So obviously the Torah holds that you're allowed to. So the Paiskim say it's the same thing. We're talking about that they're going out for their Parnassah. So that's also whatever risk is involved. But Lamaisa for Parnassah, a person is allowed to take risks. He's allowed to. Meaning, he could assume that he'll be okay. Because if he's taking the risk and he can't assume he'll be okay, so then the Torah says it's also to put yourself in a matzav where you're going to die. Right? V'chai behem. If we're saying that for parnasa a person is allowed to go in these situations, that means for parnasa, since it's a person's ikrach, he is something that he needs, is that he's allowed to be samech on the fact that it'll be okay, not that he's allowed to kill himself. We assume he's not killing himself, but he's allowed to make this assumption.
For enjoyment, you can't. So how can you ever sign a waiver to do any activity?
Like I said, speak to Rabbi Englander when he gives out his legal holiday share. You'll find out that you're not allowed to. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Listen, the waiver is irrelevant. The waiver is just telling them that they have no financial or legal responsibility. You can speak to my brother, Esquire, here. All you're telling them is that they have no legal responsibility if something happens to you. The waiver is irrelevant. The question is, how could you go on something which has some sort of danger for fun? So I'm saying, how could you do something dangerous for fun? How could you do something for kicks? Skydiving, bungee jumping, correct. Correct. There are many places that will tell you you can't. Rechanami. There are many poskim that will tell you, certainly bungee jumping, skydiving, things which are a high, very high ratio of real risk, they'll tell you it's asur gamur. Of course you can't do it. Besides the fact that you're a shaita, but they'll say it's asur gamur. But things like roller coasters, okay. So, I mean, I don't know that there's any sort of statistics, but I can't imagine that people die on roller coasters very often. What? I'm saying it's something that maybe you'll get queasy. You're in danger of becoming queasy. You're in danger that if it breaks down when you're up there, you'll be upside down for 10 minutes. So I'm saying, so is that considered danger, though? If it's not something that results in death? I don't know. Okay, that's for your chiyus. You need to. If you live a few blocks away from the Kailo, walk. Yeah.
Exceptions for these type of things. What is an exception for our life insurance policy?
Well, well, listen, if you have one of those big trampolines in your backyard, you have to have an exception. So.
Isn't the bungee jumping saying Hashem on some of these low grade sakana things, the heter? Unlike the low grade sakana issues. Were the low grade sakana issues?
So there is such a concept. if you want to make yourself into a Pesi is one question. Lav Dafka, that you want to be classified as a Pesi, what? So the question is, when we have the Klal of Shomer Pesayim Hashem, where it kicks in and where it doesn't? But yeah, it's a good question. That's also a big sugya, but I don't have what to say on it. But yeah, there is such a concept of Shomer Pesayim Hashem, but it's not something that a person necessarily can or should be Soymechan. It will depend on what type of level of risk it is.
I believe that the Soym doesn't think about it before.
So some of that's the need of a Pesi. Pesi is someone that takes things at face value. Takes things at face value. But a person like yourself certainly cannot be called. So a person like yourself can't pass yourself off as a Pesi.
It's always said by someone that you're doing something useful.
Fine, there's a third type of sakana, which is the Rajba. It's miyuchas to the Ramban, this tshuva. He talks about the Chaldeans, the Chaldeans, and that they were known astronomers, astrologers, and he's discussing here whether or not, first of all, it's a problem of kishuf, of nichush, right, leisanachish, leisoinen, if it's a problem of these types of yisurim. And he says that it's not. This is something which, it's a chachma, and it's not kishuf, but afal pikin, he says, a person is not allowed to go seeking out this chachma, because the pasuk says tamim tia m'shem elokecha, that we're not looking for these types of advice. We're not looking for this type of chachma. But the Ramban says, if you should find out that there's a particular issue with something in the mazalus, the constellations, whatever it is, that there's going to be a problem for you in a certain day to do something, he said, avada, you have to be choshesh for it. Meaning it's a chachma, again, not referring to in the back of the Miami Herald when they have your horoscope. Throw that in the trash. Sorry. But the real, true astrologers, astronomers. No, the paper doesn't exist anymore. It's all online. Okay. When I grew up, we had a paper with the back. What? That is, no, but the true astrology, the true chachma of astrology and astronomy, it's something which is a true chachma, but you can't seek it out. If you know, though, that there's something which is going to be problematic, you have to be choshesh. That's what the Ramban says in his tshuva. And that's how...
Dates.
What?
There's a whole list of dates that you can...
Right, 100%. And where there's a Gemara with Rabbi Akiva that says that the daughter of Rabbi Akiva was told that she was going to die on her wedding day. She was told by these Chaldeans, she was told that she was going to die on her wedding day. And it says Rabbi Akiva was doyegad moid. He was very nervous, he was very worried. So the Gaon says, this is clearly a makor, that this is something which is real, that you have to be choshesh for. The Gemara says in the end, so one second, the Gemara says that because Klal Yisrael is l'mayla min ha-teva, so this Isha, it turned out that on her wedding day, Rabbi Akiva's daughter took a brooch that she had, had a big sharp pin in the back, she stuck it into the wall, and when she took it out, came out a dead snake. So Rabbi Akiva asked, or Rabbi Akiva saw, he was in the spall. Obviously this was a snake that was meant to kill her that they were talking about. So she had said that there was a story this morning, someone came to collect money and no one heard, so I gave him tzedakah. So Rabbi Akiva said, tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Meaning, just because it's something that they said they see in the mazalus doesn't mean it necessarily will happen to a yid. A yid is l'mala min ha-teva. Ein mazal Yisrael. But that's only if the person is associating with what it means to be a Yisrael. She did the mitzvah of tzedakah and it was matzel her from the maves. But it's something that you have to be choshesh for. You can't assume that you're holding by a place where these things won't affect you. And we paskin, again, in your idea of kufayin test, the Ramah says, the Mechaber brings different days when it's not good to start things. And then the Ramah says, afal pi she'ei nichosh yesh simen. He says, even though it's not nichush, like the Ramban explains, it's not considered kishuf, it's not an isser, but there's a simin, and when there's a mazel that's standing against you, you can't go against it.
How is she allowed to get married?
What?
How is she allowed to get married?
So, first of all, there's a mitzvah for him, a puruvu. You're saying, what's her mitzvah to get married? What was the... kasha.
And you didn't see you don't see Rabbi Akiva. He didn't change. He was worried. You didn't see him say, "Hey, you know, I just found out that you're supposed to."
You didn't see him running to Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha. What do you want him to do?
No, like just to guard her. To
guard her how? This is in the mazala. So this is the tefillah. That's going to happen. Akash Baruch Hu created a world that works a certain way, and if the way the world works is going to cause something to happen, so what's he going to do? Okay. I'm sure he doubted. Okay, so the Rambam says, "V'lo yismeich
al hanes." So is he doubting for
nes? That you cannot be seimech al hanes for these types of things that are coming from the mazalos, from the stars, the constellations. And he says, "Elo she'ein lachker acher zem shem tam tiyah." So, like we said from the Ramban, that even though these things are real, again, by those that have this true chachma, or those that did, I don't know that it exists today. And you have to be choshesh for it, but you can't seek it out because Tamim Tiyah Mashem Elokecha says you can't seek it out. But if you know, so you have to be choshesh for it, you can't be same mechana
nes. Why is it called Sabbath? Let's say someone's going to swear that, so they're not being Sabbath on nes, it's just being Sabbath, something bad is not going to happen. You don't need a nes.
How could it be Sabbath? If, I understand. If you know that when if someone knows that if a 10-ton brick drops on their head, it will crush them and kill them. So that's the teva. The brick will crush them and kill them. So they could say, I just think nothing bad will happen to me. Drop the brick. What does that mean? Again, the mazalis we're saying is part of the teva that Kosh Baruch Hu created. Part of the world. We don't understand it. We see it as something removed. But those that do understand it, the mazalis play a direct role in how things take place and what goes on in the world. And so if you see the mazalis this happens, so it's the same way of saying, if I drop something on you, it's going to hit you.
Let's say, okay, so why is it even a shiloh? It's not
so you're asking what level of sakana is called you need a nes. The definition of a nes, just kipshuta, maybe if there's time we'll speak another definition of nes, but kipshuta, nes means something which is outside the normal teva. So anything which alpi teva, it's a risk that a person will get killed, so you need a nes in order to remove you from that risk. You're at risk of getting hit by the ball, 100%. So you're saying, what level risk is there to get hit by the ball? Okay, so obviously Ramosha considered that enough that he had to say you need to be seimich on this, that the Pasuk says you can be meiser nafshei for pranasa. Ramosha doesn't say there's no sakana, it's fine. He held that level, whatever it was, even though he says it's echad bekama alafim, Ramosha says. He says one in thousands. Is at risk from baseball, but he says afal pikein, you have to be seimchim on this. So now, who defines what the level of risk is to be called in seimchim?
The Jews aren't that good at baseball.
You're defining a nes though as anything that's outside. So you're asking Hashem for involvement that he typically wouldn't.
Correct.
Get involved.
Correct.
You said the same by Rav Pinchas, right? Hashem said it doesn't get involved because everything is
Shemayim. So we'll get to that. That's coming. So the shayla is, kasha is that, I don't know if it's a kasha, but maybe, there's a gemara that says in Shabbos, along the lines of things which are brought that are spiritual maladies, things that are not sakana b'derech teva, but the gemara says, Aser lishim b'bayis yechidi, v'chol yashim b'bayis yechidi achaz aser lilis. The person's not allowed to sleep in a house by himself. And if he does, he's taken over by this shade that's the king of the shadim called Lilis. There's an Isser, Lamaisa, the Halacha, it's brought that we're not machmir on this, even though there are machmirin. But over here we have in the Gemara that it says that there's an Isser to sleep in a house by yourself. Yidua, the psak from the Goyin, is brought a Maisa Rav. The Goyin was asked if a person is allowed to sleep in a sukkah by himself. A sukkah has the same din as a bayis, as a cheder. Is he allowed to sleep in a sukkah by himself? You know that the Gemara says it's asr. And obviously the goyin and the shoyel were those that were machmer, that were choshish for this isr. So the goyin said, because the pasuk tells a shemer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra, someone that's being shemer a mitzvah does not know of bad does not happen to him, so because of that you're allowed to. Because of that you're allowed to.
If mitzvah's in your house.
But the sleeping is not the mitzvah. The sleeping in the sukkah itself is the mitzvah.
It's going to sleep. It's not going to sleep. It's going to sleep.
Yeah, please.
So you're passing out when you are actually asleep in the sukkah.
Yeah, can you take him out of the sukkah once he's sleeping? It's a shayla. For sure, holds not. I got it. Anyway, so the shaila is, meaning if the yisoid of sakanta is that schamira mi yisura. Afal pikein, we're saying over here, al shemer mitzvah le'edad of ara, that with a mitzvah, you don't have to be choshesh for sakana. So, how is that going to be makbil? How is that going to work with this, that sakanta is chamir mi yisura, for saying, but for a mitzvah, all of a sudden you don't have to be choshesh for sakana anymore. Shemer mitzvah le'edad of ara. So, Menashe HaKotam, in Mishnah Halachas, he says that, he brings a Neridik Araya, he says that the whole Yisoid of Sakanta Chamir Mi Yisura is only said by the types of Sakana that come B'derech Tava, we talked about before. The types of Sakana, though, that come B'derech spiritual issues and Mazalis and things that we don't see in the physical world, these types of things, the klal of Sakanta Chamir Mi Yisura was never said on. And he brings a Araya. Says that we know that the Mishnah in Yuma says, it's talking over there about different maladies that a person gets and how to cure, and that you're allowed to eat things that are isurim for refuah, right? For pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to take refuahs. And it says that if someone that's bitten by a kelev shaita, a rabbit dog, so the cure, the refuah, is to eat from the liver, from the kavod of that dog. So the Mishnah says, the Chachamim say that you can't eat from it. And Rav Masih Mecherish says you could eat from it. You could eat from it. Now, the Shaila is, why the Chachamim can't you eat from it? If we're talking over here about things that are Sakana, and we know that Al Tzalach of V'chai Ben Al Spikuach Nefesh, so except for the Gimel Averus Chamuris, where Mancha and Yisur, you're allowed to eat a Dvar Isser. If it was a Vaidazar, you can't, but if it's a regular Dvar Isser, you're allowed to eat it. So the Rambam in Perash Mishnayis says that we don't pass in the Gemasiv and Cherish because these types of refuahs are spiritual refuahs. There's nothing b'derech teva by eating the kaved, the liver of this dog, which is going to heal. It's something which is shayach to things that are not b'teva. And on such things was never said the halacha that it's going to be doiche the iser. Things that are coming from the realm of spirituality and mazalis, those things are not doichi yisurim. So the Mishnah Halacha says is lachayra from zeh, you would see that the whole halacha of sakanta chamir me yisura was not set on such type of sakana. It was only set on sakana that comes from things that are physical. And lachayra, this goyin is a raya gedayla. Because we're talking over here about the Isser of Sakana of Asr Lishem Babai Sechidi. And the Goyin says, but Sher Mitzvah Davara, that you're going to be allowed to, as long as you're in a mitzvah, it's okay. There's no problem with the Sakana. Agav, the David Misharim, he brings a ride to this Goyin, which is, there's a Machlaikis Visham and Beis Hillel. What size the Sukkah has to be? Beishami says it has to fit Roshe Rube v'Shulchanoi. His head, most of his body, and his Shulchan all have to fit into the Sukkah. And Beis Hillel says only Roshe v'Rubei. His head and most of his body have to fit in the Sukkah. Kidu Halacha is like Beis Hillel. In fact, the David Misharim, I don't understand. If only your head and most of your body could fit in the Sukkah, then that means that you can't fit two people in your Sukkah. So how can such a Sukkah be kosher? You can't have two people sleeping there at night. The halacha is, the Mordechai paskins, any sukkah which is not kosher for sleeping, is also not kosher for eating. We paskin, the Ramah brings the Mordechai. A sukkah which you can't sleep in, so it's also not kosher sukkah for eating in. So according to Beis Hillel, all that could fit is one person. The Fibe Shammai, you could say, good. But Makam the Shulchan, you put the second person. But the Fibe Hillel, that you could make a kosher sukkah that only literally one person could fit in, Reishay Barubai, the second person can't fit in. So it's a kosher sukkah for sleeping. Good, so if it's kosher for sleeping, that means you could sleep in it. If you can't sleep in it, if you put your sukkah in a place, can you do it? The halacha is, if you put your sukkah in a place where out sukkah you can't sleep in, that's not called a kosher sukkah. Right? North Miami Beach? Okay. But if you put your sukkah in a place that's sukkah, you can't sleep in it. So if we're saying that by these sukkahs, it has the same severity in chaymer of regular sukkahs, so then the same thing would be true over here. So he says, Sariah, that we don't say the halacha of chamir sakanta meisura by these types of sukkahs. Okay. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah, Shaar Tzion, he brings a similar thing. He says that if a person's sleeping in a house, and a person should leave the door open. He says, for those that are machmer in this halacha of Asr Lishon Babai Sechidi, he's going to have to leave the door open. So that it shouldn't be a problem of Lishon Babai Sechidi, because if you're in the room by yourself, that also is the same din as Babai Sechidi. But he says that if there's going to be a yichud issue, if there's going to be a yichud issue by opening the door, meaning you're going to be together with someone else who is a problem of yichud, close the door. And even though we're going by the machmir in that hold that it's a sakana, shemer mitzvah le'yedah davara. So Mishnah Berurah paskens, it's the Shaar Tzion. So you're saying that if you're being shemer the mitzvah of not putting yourself in yichud, of escaping from yichud, that's something which is going to have a higher level of chaymer, of keeping that, than the sakana. Because when it comes to such types of sakana, na cheshish. Now this last halacha, he said, you don't curl up. So the door's open. But if your door's open by night and you're outside, it's still, that's not called you by yourself.
It's not a problem.
I say, it's a room into the house with another person in the house. It's a room that has another person in the house, so you're not alone if you open the door. If the other person is an issue of yichud, though, it says, close the door. And even though now you're in sakana, but in the sukkah, outside in the night, middle of the night, I don't know, maybe in some places, I know in Yerushalayim, on the rooftops, you have 26 sukkahs that they're all open to each other, so you shouldn't have such issues. But,
so what? I mean that being in a room by yourself is considered being in your, has that...
Correct. Closing the door being in a room by yourself has this problem. Now, like the Mishnah Berurah says, we're not machmer on this. We're not machmer on this halach. But the Magen Avraham brings it, we're not machmer on it. Okay, so it's late. I just want to maybe just quickly mention this last Indian, which that was probably what everyone just wanted to hear about in the first place. But the halacha is the Reish Lamed, the Mechaber Paskins, Hamispalo Amasha Avar Kegoyin, Shenifnis Leir V'Shama Kol Savaka. He goes into a city and he hears some screaming coming from the city, and he says that he Ratzin that shouldn't be coming from my house, Chalila. So he says such a tefillah you can't make. If his wife is pregnant, she's ready, she's 40 days in, he starts making the hiratzin, should hail ishti zachar, that she should have a boy. You can't make such a tefillah. You can only be misbalal and something which already passed. You could say thank Hashem or something which didn't come yet. These things are already considered, they happened. When you hear the screaming, it already happened. From wherever it came. And when she's already 40 days, it's already decided if it's a zachar or a nekeva. Okay. Dina is a good question. We'll get to Dina. It's a good question. But so Andes Halacha, Kivinger says, Al Yisbalo Adam Levakish Davar She'enoi Kafi HaTeva. A person is not allowed to daven for something which is not Kafi HaTeva. Va'af She'echoilis Biyar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to give it, of course. Person is not allowed to daven for something that's not kafi hateva. Kegoyin hitile ishtei leches kadoshim, ein mispalin lov sheyichya. We know, Chazal teach us, that a ben zayin or a ben tes, a baby who's developed 7 months, or has the development of a 7-month baby, or a baby who has the development of a 9-month baby, is considered a bar kayama. But a baby who has the development of an 8-month baby, whatever that level of development is that Chazal or Mishayer is called the development of a ben ches, it's not called the Bar Kiyama. It's not going to last. Zakri Kiveyager, if a person's wife has a baby who's a Ben Ches, Al Yispal Sheyich, it's also to be a Spal Al Dai, because that's not Kafi HaTeva.
Rega.
The Kiveyager goes on. It's also to daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu should make a Nes, changing the world, Kegoyin, Sheyetzi Ilan Zeh Peiris, Kodem Zmanai. Person davens his tree, his fruit tree, and he really needs the fruits for whatever reason. He wants to daven that it should come early this year, earlier than its zman. It's also to be a spala for such a thing. That's not kafiyat tava. And
even the shmita you get 3 times, these things happen.
Okay. So lemaisa, Shlomo Zalman. It's brought from Shlomo Zalman. That when you have cases of someone that has a machla that's kosher ad ma'oid, that's mamish, Mamish the Saif, again, we're not saying a psak halacha, any case needs to be asked, each case has its own variables, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says that when you have a matzah that someone is mamish holding by the Saif, and they're having Yisur and Neiraim, he says in such a case, a person cannot daven for that person to have a Rafua Shlema. He says what the person needs to daven for is, and I'll quote you the Lashon, person should Ela Yisbalel. He says to daven for Rafua Shlema for such a person is to be Mispalel on a Nes, which is awesome. Ela Yisbalel Shehashem Yisbarach Berachamav Yaseh Mashatoiv Avuroi B'Shehachoyla Lo Yisbal. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Rachim should do whatever is Toiv for this person, and that they should not suffer from Yisurim. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Now, which seems to be Al-Derek, this Rekivi Eger. There's brought that the stipler asked the Chazon Ish about davening for a person. Again, you have to know each case, what matziv was Shlomo Zalman talking about, and what matziv exactly did the stipler mean. But the stipler asked the Chazon Ish about davening for someone who is mamish holding by a machla, which Alpi medicine is supposed to be no hope. And he asked him twofold. Number one, could he daven for an ace? And number two, maybe you shouldn't daven, even if you could. So the Chazon Ish told him is that I've seen people that the doctor said they couldn't live, and they live another 30 years. Elamai, that even though medicine says that a person can't live, that's not called a nace that they should still live. It's something that happens. Something that still happens. Even though medically they don't think it's possible, but it still happens. And so, of course, you daven on such a person. Again, you have to know exactly what the situation is. We're talking about someone at what point, what yisurin is the person going through, etc., etc. Each case is different. But that's what the Chazon Ish says.
Why is that the parking on some zone?
What? Again, not necessarily. I said, it will depend. If they're both talking about the same case, maybe it would. If they're talking about different cases, then not, 100%.
A woman that can't have a child, how can he die?
Oh, so good. So we have this Gemara that we put in from Bob Bastard, actually, it talks by the B'nai Slavchad. The B'nai Slavchad, it says that they married from their Shevet, from Menashe, and they wanted to marry husbands that were hugging, that were appropriate. So they waited to marry until they found the right person, and said they were all 40 and up when they married. And we know Chazal teach us if a woman doesn't marry before 40, then she can't have kids. So Shaila was. So how? Besides for them, maybe for them that there's no mitzvah to have kids, but how could their husbands be soymich on a neis that they're going to? And the Ritva says they were soymich on a neis. The Ritva says they were soymich that because they were tzikonius, like the Gemara says, because they were nashim that were tzikonius, they were very righteous. Is that their husbands were saying that they would have kids, even though Alpi Teva they shouldn't have kids at that point. So the question is how? How can you be saying? So the Reb Shlomo Kluger got a shaila about a man who he was on his second marriage. He was, meaning his first wife had passed, she was nifteres, and he only had one girl, so he was not yet Mekayim Peru Ruvu. And now he was looking to marry another woman, and he was already holding at the point where it was ready nishtadich, whatever that means, whether they were engaged on some level. I mean, obviously there wasn't a kedushin at tonight, but he was ready together with her. And the shaila was that people kept telling him that this woman is 40, she's already over 40, that you're not going to have kids from her, and how could you marry her? You have a mitzvah puru revu, how could you marry her? So Shlomo Kluger says that this that Chazal told us, that women don't have kids over 40, that even though that is the truth, but it's only something that requires a nisa zuta. To have children over 40 is something that it's not exactly al derech hateva, but it's very slightly out there. It's a nisa zuta. And for such a thing, so you can be saimich that tzikonius on such a small level of siyata shmaya that's needed, and for that they're allowed to be saimich.
Different sizes in this?
As I state. Different levels. For such small things, it could be Simon. And again, so L'chayra, L'fid Chazon Ish, meaning L'chayra, that's what the Chazon Ish means. Meaning, Avada, to say that every person that the doctors say is medically hopeless, to say that he's necessarily going to live 30 years, of course that's crazy, that's an ace. But the fact that something that does happen, that people do live longer, so now, if you're davening first, you're not davening for Hashem to create a whole new teva over here. You're davening for something that happens. You want it to happen for you. So that's called nisa zuta. Just one last thing. Isaac was asking, what about Dina? We know that it says that Leah was Mubaris.
Right.
And then she davened for Kosh Baruch to change it from a Zakar to the Keva, but she didn't want Rachel to have less Shvatim than the Shvachos. And Frek Isaac and Frek the Maral, how could Leah be Mispalo? In same Kanal Anais, how could she be Mispalo? How could she daven for a Nais? Maral says a Dover no. So the Maral, meaning the Maral's question is, why didn't she daven before she became pregnant? That's when she should have davened. That the next child shouldn't be a boy, should be a girl. Was she waiting until she's pregnant? Now she should be Semech on the Nes. So the Maral, if Leah had davened before she became pregnant, she would not have had any kids because she was roy for a Zachar. What she was supposed to get was a boy. If she had davened before she became pregnant that she shouldn't have a boy, she would have gotten nothing. She would have gotten nothing because a person gets what they're right to get. And if she's right for a Zachar and she's davening that she should have an Akeva, she'll get nothing. Only after she became pregnant. Now she already had a baby. Now, Bizchus, her and Rachel, davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem made a Nes, and he changed it from a Zachar to an Akeva. But Mitchila, to just daven that shouldn't be a Zachar, she would have had nothing. Because then Rachel would have had a Zachar and they would have had nothing. No, because at that point, it's only once she already has a baby, Hashem wasn't going to kill the baby. So they davened that it shouldn't be a Zachar, Hashem changed it.
What?
Could be like Hikar Obra, maybe she didn't know.
Has that answered the question?
What?
Has that answered the question?
No, Erechanami means that their smichas al anes was because of the situation they had to be. I lamaisa lefir kiegers al yispalo. Yeah, good. Erechanami. Now now that we've said a share on Nisim, just to touch. The word nes, we know it has many meanings. The pashas of nes is nes ki yidua. But the Ramban in the pasuk when it says that Hashem came the va'avor nasois eschem, Hashem came the nasois eschem. Rashi says it means to raise you up. The nes is also a banner, a flag. The Ramban says that l'nasois eschem. I'd like to just read you his lashon very quickly. This is one. Okay. The Rabban says, Lenasois, Nasois is a Lashon of Regilis. It means to make something regular. It says, by David HaMelech, when he went to Goliath, he put on the sword and the armor, and it said, Vayoyo Leleches Kiloy Nisa, some form of that Lashon, I don't remember the exact words, Kiloy Nisa, is that he could not go with all his armor on because it was not something that he was accustomed to wearing. It wasn't ruggled by him. And the Rabban says that when it says, that Hashem came to Va'avor Nasois Eschem, that means Hashem, all the Nisim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, the Tachlis was in order to be Margal Eschem B'munasa Yisbarach, to put the Muna B'libenu, to put the Muna in us, in order that we should be Ruggal, to be Davik in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not that we should be looking for Nisim, but the Nes is there for us to understand that everything constantly comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything constantly is the Yad of Hashem. To be Margalos, the Soid of a Nes is not the Nes itself. And Kiyadua, this is really the Ramban is Marach in this idea, and then the Parshas Boy. The side of a Nes is not for the purpose of the Nes, but to be Margulos and Munaso Yisbarach, to make us understand that everything in all our lives is constantly coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we shall be Zeichet to have that Siyat HaDeshmai and a Kadosh Baruch Hu to see this. Wow.